Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And right now, sitting with Paul and Jordi Wagner, a husband and wife team. And they just came out with a book called Ready or Not, They're Gay, Stories from a Midwestern Family. And this is basically a coming out guidance book for parents and teachers of gay children. Hello, Paul. Hello, Jordi.
Hello. Hi.
Well, thank you for coming by. Tell me a little bit about what we'll see in the book. What's it about?
Ready or Not, They're Gay is a story about our 10-year journey as a family. And in the story, we talk about memories from Mom, reflections from Dad. The boys both have a section, both of our sons. And we also have some contributing authors who have added stories at the end to kind of bump off our next book, which is Stories from Others. And we talk about what it's like to have your son come out and the things that you face along the way.
That sounds very interesting. I would imagine there's a great need for that, yes?
There's a great need for it. We heard it today. We had a young man come to us and told us that he's been shunned from his family for a year. And that was maybe 15, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, and I'm sure that's not the only story out there. I'm sure there are millions of stories out there like that. So you said this is based on your own family's experiences. What was your purpose at the beginning for writing this book? Was it as much to help others as it was as your own self-therapy?
It was the coming out process of, first of all, Brad. Brad's the oldest, and then Andrew. And it was our way of just telling what happened at that time. And then also for us, because often when a child comes out, the parents go in. And so we kind of went in, but then we came out and we went in. But now we're out all the way, and we're trying to tell our story completely, you know, about our two boys. And sometimes it's a roller coaster ride, but many times it, you know, and we have the highs and lows. But it's a tale to help others. I mean, we want to help as many people as we possibly can.
How has your son's sexuality affected the rest of your family?
I think, as with most families, it's quite a range. From, at the beginning, some non-acceptance, all the way through, hey, that's who they are. I would say right now we're from tolerant to acceptance. Paul and I obviously are at advocacy. But it's been a journey for all of us. We've grown in our understanding, and our son Brad and Andrew have been great helps with that. We've done our own learning. And I think our family has moved along, some faster than others. But it's been a journey for them as well as us.
Yeah, let me ask about that. What was Brad's first reaction when you went to him and said, we're thinking about writing a book about this?
He was 100%. In fact, both Brad and Andrew said, what do you mean? You have to write the book.
They were in separate parts of the country. I mean, Minneapolis to Vegas, and the answer was almost word for word the same. I mean, you have to do this.
You wrote this book together as a couple. You are a team of authors right here. How difficult was that? Particularly the process, and on a number of levels.
Right. Jordi and I have been together since the early 70s and even before that, and this was just a natural thing to do. I mean, we looked at it and said we have to do it, and we just went from there.
And it was fun in some ways because he would read out of his journal. I was the computer expert here, so I do that on the computer. He would do his journal. And he'd say, listen to this one, Jordi. And so I would listen, and I'd say, Paul, that is just wonderful. And there's nothing in our book that either one of us is uncomfortable with. Nothing would have passed if both of us had not felt comfortable with it. So we read it to each other, but we worked independently.
I'm thinking about your audience here, and again, in the description of the book, it says it's guidance for parents and teachers of gay children, but I'm guessing the demographic would be even greater. I would imagine that siblings could get something out of the book. Friends could get friends of gay children could get something out of the book. Yes?
We're wondering if there's anybody who couldn't benefit from it. We think there's something for everyone, and we agree. You see, we're educators, so we do have that school perspective and school focus. And so we know what it's like being in the school, and that's probably why that was said, because of our background.
How's the reaction been to the book? Or the idea of the book? Is it out yet?
Yes, very good. We had our book launch in Minneapolis last week, and Brad was responsible for a big part of that. It was over 400 people, best of the best entertainment in Minneapolis, and it was just a phenomenal night. And that was like for family, friends, just all kinds of people.
It was a celebration of appreciating people's unique differences. And we were just blown away by the support that we received there and from our readers. We're already receiving emails and stories from our readers and people thanking us for writing this book over and over again.
And how do we find the book? Bookstores, website, etc.?
Yes, it's on our website, readyornotstories.com. You can find it online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can ask for it at a Borders or a Barnes & Noble. Some independent bookstores have it available through IndieBound. So it's in a variety of places.
All right, once again, the book is called Ready or Not, They're Gay, Stories from a Midwestern Family. And the authors are Paul and Jordy Wagner. Paul and Jordy, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.